USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is heading to Texas later this week after historic winter storms. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
President Biden and the First Lady Jill Biden will travel to Texas on Friday. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the Bidens will land in Houston and have meetings with state and local officials.
While in Texas, the president will also visit a COVID health center where vaccines are being distributed.
The Lone Star State finally thawing out after being devastated by a historic winter storm and Arctic blast.
And four members of the board of Texas's power grid operator will resign following the blackouts during last week's storms. The board's chairwoman, vice chairman, and two other members announced their intent Tuesday to resign from the board of the Electric Reliability Council of Texas. More than 3 million people were left without power during the brutal winter weather last week, with ERCOT citing frozen equipment for the loss of power output. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation.
Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns.
And of course, this past presidential election, all of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products. But before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased. My brain fog is gone. I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341.
Just say Wayne Alaroot sent you to get 20% off.
888-910-0341. Or visit FreedomHealthAlliance.com and use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's FreedomHealthAlliance.com.
During a Senate hearing Tuesday, tech executives testified that last year's hack that affected 9 federal agencies and about 100 companies was more sophisticated than previously known. The attack, suspected to have been directed by Russia, infiltrated software firm SolarWinds, using their software and programs stolen from Microsoft to access the systems of federal agencies and private companies. Microsoft President Brad Smith said its researchers believe as many as 1,000 engineers could have participated in the hack. Kevin Mandia, CEO of cybersecurity firm FireEye, told senators that hackers will attack again. It's now up to federal agencies to investigate and close security loopholes.
They've already moved on to whatever's next. We got to go find it. This attacker, you know, maybe their pencil's down for a few months, but the reality is they're going to come back. They're going to be an ever-present offense that we have to play defense against. And how they break in will always evolve. And all we can do is close the window and close the security gap better next time.
Another hearing on the hack will be held by the House Oversight and Homeland Security Committees on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
House Democrats have signed on to a resolution called the For the People Act that would enact a number of changes to election law. Republicans have called the bill a federal takeover of states' election laws. The resolution would create automatic voter registration and expand early voting and voting by mail. It would also restore voting rights to felons who have completed their sentences and force Congress to grant statehood to the District of Columbia. Congressman Jim Jordan says there are even more aspects of the bill that make it ridiculous. The Ohio Republican tells Newsmax TV that the American people should not stand for their tax dollars funding congressional campaigns.
This House Bill 1, House Resolution 1, this is crazy. This weaponizes the IRS. Basically says, you remember when Lois Lerner went after Tea Party groups? This basically codifies, makes it the Lois Lerner law. So weaponize the IRS. They can go after conservative groups seeking tax exempt status. They can go after them. It forces taxpayers to pay for campaigns, and of course, it codifies all the problems in the 2020 election, as you pointed out, with mail-in balloting. But think about this. Think about the taxpayer financing the campaigns. So right now you have all these politicians in Washington doing all kinds of crazy things, spending taxpayer dollars on all kinds of ridiculous things, and then they say, oh, by the way, voters, we're going to use your money to make sure I get reelected. Such a deal. So, yeah, this is where the left is going. It is crazy. And the American people, I think, see it for how ridiculous it is.
The bill is expected to hit the House floor in mid-March. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.